Got a couple of topics I want to cover right now, and these two ladies are equipped to cover both of them. They'll decide how they're covering them because they know more about it than I do. When you have somebody who knows something more than you do, you get somebody, that person, to talk about it. So let me give you to talk about the UEB. What about the UEB? They'll do it short. They won't give you a whole lesson in the UEB. They'll do it short. And the KNFB Reader Mobile. I'll give you Margot Downey and Chancey Fleet.
Hi. How much time do you want us to take total?
15 total.
Well, I am the new KNFB Reader Liaison for the state of New York. And we want to start out by talking about the KNFB Reader. We're raffling it off back there. People are buying raffle tickets and everything. And this is for the mobile app that you can get for the iOS or Android. Anyway, I was actually one of the first people to experiment with the huge Kurzweil reading machine that was three pieces, great big pieces. And this was in 1977. And now we've got it as an app on an iPhone or Android phone. And in between, there have been some handheld devices. There has been a cell phone that you could get with the KNFB reader inside of it. In fact, I still have mine, my old N82. And the KNFB reader is a wonderful thing. People use it. People are very happy to have it, to be able to be independent, to read the things that we want to read. And I believe Chancey's going to talk to us about what you can read with it.
Yep. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
Oh, hi, Mike. Okay, good. So the KNFB Reader will, first of all, it's available on iOS, so it will work on iPod Touches, iPhones, and iPads, although you want to check the specific specs of your iPad to make sure that the camera is compatible. And it will also work on Android devices. And it will read anything to you within a matter of a couple of seconds that is in standard print. It will read bills and memos and things that have either single columns or multiple columns. It has a batch mode, so if you want to capture a whole long handout or a book, you can do that. You can export what you have captured to other parts of your iPhone, like to an email or to Dropbox or whatever you like, and really take control of all your print reading. Just about the only thing it won't read is handwriting. And I'm going to step in here with a brief demo. And what I'm going to do is narrate some of what I'm doing, and then when it reads, I'll bring it up to the mic. So right now, I have my text in front of me, and I have my tilt guidance on, so if I'm not at a parallel to the table and to the document I'm reading, it's going to vibrate and tell me that. I'm going to get what's called the field of view report, which is a really handy feature. If you can't see what's in the viewfinder, it'll tell you whether it can find all four edges of the document or not. My left edge, top edge, and bottom edge, it says, are visible, so that means I need to move a little to the right. And I could fiddle around and get a perfect picture with a couple more field of view reports, but I'm pretty confident I'm just going to go for it. If I'm cutting off any of the edges, it's not the KNFB reader, it's me. Mm-hmm. I've taken the picture. It's now recognizing. It's now done. So I'm going to bring it up to the mic and go ahead and swipe down and let it read the first sentence or two of what it found. And then we're going to tell you about the sale, and then we're going to move on.
Free service for qualified minorities, and is a joint program of the National Library Service and the New York Escatine Department. iJewels are eligible to register for service if they have a visual impairment, a PhD, or a diagnosed reading or learning disability. The TBBL collection has...
So a couple of my edges on the right side were cut off, but again, that's user error up here. You can see that everything else is very clean and crisp, and if you line it up correctly, you get just about a perfect result every time. The app is normally $99.99. Until midnight on Sunday, it's $74.99, so 25% off. To take advantage of it, But if you're not quite ready to take the plunge yet, come see Margot or me or any of the other folks in this room that have the KNFB reader. And I think anybody that has it will be happy to show you that you, too, can line things up and take great pictures and be in charge of your print reading experience. So you're welcome to try it this weekend before you make any kind of commitment. I think we can take, what, two questions? Quick ones?
Two questions tops. Who's the gentleman I heard?
I think it's Ken, right?
Yes.
Okay, Ken, go.
Yes, sir. Oh, sorry. You know, Ken, there's an old joke that goes, how many blind people does it take to cross the road? And the answer is, it takes one to listen for the traffic and the other to push the shopping cart full of blind technology. And I think we're at an age where we hope to move away from all those standalone devices. That being said, if you try it, I really think you should try it first, and you'll be surprised how easy it is to do it on a standard device like this. But if that doesn't work out for you, you can get, for $30 or $40, you can get a scan stand that will take your iPhone or iPad or iPod Touch and put it somewhere where it isn't going to wiggle, and it will act almost like a standalone device. There is a manual that's built in, and we can show you how to access it. There's a help tab right here inside the app. There are also some great podcasts out there with people walking you through exactly what to do. And if all that's, oh, there's a website as well. And if all that isn't enough, they've got an excellent support number. If you call, you can talk to a human being, and they'll walk you through what it is you need to be doing. Oh, yes.
You have it all, man.
You have it all.
Okay. One more question. Oh. Any?
Cheryl. Any question? Okay, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yeah, I just downloaded it on the Android. I did the beta testing.
Uh-huh.
Early.
Okay.
My question is, does this version offer the multi-page?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Yep, it does. It really, the Android, they worked pretty hard on it to make sure it was close to the iOS app, so.
How are you with your $5 in the back?
Yes. And
I think we've got
we have to move on.
They have to move on to other stuff. We have several other speakers who have been waiting patiently.
Now we're going to transition. If you want to ring bells, you can. United English Braille. Now, I have heard a lot of people say, what is this UEB? So what is Unified English Braille? There is an outfit called the Braille Authority of North America. And they decided that there were, because of computer Braille, because of Braille printers back and forth, translation, because of so many things, they decided that we needed a more uniform system of Braille. And so for many years, the Braille Authority of North America, which is called BANA, I'll call it BANA from now on, has been working on this unified English Braille. For example, do you want to go into changes or some other?
Yeah, I'll jump in with a couple of the changes.
Or do you want me to do it?
Well,
one thing, and Chansey can talk about some of these too. The changes, for example, some of the grade 2 contractions are eliminated because they were confusing. Also, the period is also the decimal point now. And a lot of the words like of the, with the.
Margo, hold on a second. That's better. Now we can all hear Margo.
Okay. Of the, with the, for the, and a, words like that are separate rather than together like they have been, so that there isn't confusion. And a lot of this is so that math and NEMATH code and computer Braille, all kinds of things are more uniform. So Chansey can talk about more changes.
Basically, UEB sets out to do two things, three things actually. It sets out to simplify the code by eliminating a few rules that just made things more confusing. And so that's where you've got all your leaning together contractions have been eliminated. It sets out to make more of the original punctuation and formatting conveyed in regular literary Braille, for example, different sorts of parentheses and quotation marks. And thirdly, it sets out to eliminate a lot of the ambiguity that we have especially been kind of harassed by in the internet age. Mm-hmm. So, you know, back when the exclamation mark was new, you would only find it at the end of a sentence. Now you might find it in the middle of an email address. Mm-hmm. The at sign is another one, and the list goes on. And so many of the changes introduced in UEB are there. For example, the removal of the TO sign contraction ensures that when you see a dropped F, it's going to mean an exclamation point and only that. Now, if you'd like a full accounting of changes and the rationale behind those changes, you're going to want to get yourself over to Braille Authority of North America, BANA.org. If you don't do the whole computer thing and you'd like an explanation of the overview of changes in Braille, contact me and I'll send one out to you, or you can join us at the library on the 7th for our UEB workshop from 10:30 to 1. Margo's going to speak a little bit about the implications for the Department of Education.
Okay, we're having fun up here, squeezing by and all that. Anyway, the Department of Education textbooks, 2016, all textbooks will begin to be done in the UEB Braille. The testing, any tests will be in UEB Braille 2017, the 2018 school year. And I just want to say one thing is that I've been reading UEB Braille, I've been learning it, and it's really, even if you've not seen it before, it's really not hard to read it in context. It's still enough there for you to know what's happening if you read it in context.
Can I pop back in one more time?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Now, a couple issues to watch. I'm sure that the transition is going to be relatively smooth. It's been pretty well thought out, but I'm sure that the transition is going to be, there will be some challenges. And here are a couple of the things that we think we ought to watch as an organization. Number one, how is the implementation really going to go with the Department of Education? Mm-hmm. Will the textbooks coming out in 2016 really truly be in correct unified English Braille? We'd better check. Will teachers of visually impaired students be expected to prove their proficiency in UEB and to demonstrate that they are teaching it to the children that are going to be tested with it in a few short years? We'd better check. Will students who don't feel adequately prepared to read UEB have the option to opt out in the high stakes tests in 2018 and 2019? We'd better be sure. And as adult Braille readers, will software and hardware manufacturers retain the option to read standard grade 2 literary Braille so that we have a choice in the code that runs on the technology we own and use every day? We've got to make our voices heard on that one. So stay engaged with this topic. First, learn about UEB, then practice it, and then get ready to talk policy about it. That's all I've got. Any questions?
Name? Name?
Jean.
Jean, go ahead.
Among others, the New York State Commission for the Blind, the New York State Education Department, and publishers and device manufacturers directly. I think we may have time for one more question.
Another one, your name?
Zero is good too.
And your name?
All right. That's me.
Chancy, see, I have already recognized her. Who else should I recognize over there? Tim, there you go.
So I was wondering, is this stuff on the NFB website itself?
Or the best place to go right now, we haven't made anything available on our state website as of yet because we're still in the process of formulating any policy positions we may have going forward now that the code's been adopted. So your destination right now is the Braille Authority of North America, which is going to be BANA, BANA.org. And they've got lots of examples. They have the I Have a Dream speech, some technical things, and then they have like a 17-page booklet with an overview of changes. They've got pretty much anything you could want.
And for the kids, Wizard of Oz.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you very
much. Thank you, ladies. Great job. We will be talking policy on that.